This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. The two children struggled in her. She said, if so, lamaze anoichi. Then what am I? Vatelech lidroishas Hashem. So there are a few points it's worthwhile to focus on. Number one, what does she mean? Imkein lamaze anoichi. What does it mean, lamaze anoichi? Why this I? Does that even have meaning? What does it mean, why this I? Imkein lamaze anoichi. And then it doesn't mean, vatelech lidroish es Hashem. It's almost reminiscent of that which Chazal say that Shemayin Hoam Suni darshened every S in the Torah until he came to S Hashem Alekecha Tira Upiresh. So what does it mean? Vateach Lidroish S Hashem. Vateach Lidroish S Hashem. The Holy Sefer Arvei Nachal of Rabbi David Ivshitz, who was just his yahrzeit this past Shabbos, he's the author of the Levushei Srad. He says that there are two words which you could call perhaps shemos nerdafim, synonyms, but there is a nuance of difference between them. The word anoichi and the word ani. What's the difference between ani and anoichi? They both mean I, but is there any difference in connotation between the word ani and anoichi? And he says, indeed there is. Anoichi implies absolute, I and nobody else. Ani va'avsiyoid, like it says. That's why God says, "Anoichi Hashem Alekecha." Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Anoichi means the absolute I, nobody else. Even though we do have ani v'loy acher, the Arvei Nachal deals with that question. But anoichi means ani va'avsiyoid. Ani implies I, but there could be someone else. Let's say if you say, it's mine, it could be you have a partner if you use the word ani. So, we have, this may play out, says Arvei Nachal, in the wording of Yaakov Avinu and Esav. When Yitzchak says, Amar lei, mi ata bani, Yaakov said, anoichi Esav b'chayrecha. Anoichi means me and nobody else. And the reason Yaakov Avinu used that word is because he was trying to masquerade like Esav. He wanted his father to think that he's Esav. So he said, "Ani anoichi Esav b'chayrecha." Esav was an arrogant person who would say "Ani va'avsiyoid." So he said, "Anoichi." And he said, "B'chayrecha, b'chayrecha, lashon of gaiva." But once already he saw that his father realized that he doesn't sound like Esav. It's Hakol Kol Yaakov. But nevertheless, because he said please and he said God's name. By the way, from here we see that those things he couldn't forego. He couldn't not say Hashem's name. He couldn't not say please. But a little Esav type of talk using Anoichi that he was able to do. And yet, even though his voice, his word choice was giving him away, nevertheless, still Yitzchak didn't recognize him. So then Yaakov says, well, I may as well speak like I always speak. Because when he asked him, okay, ha'ata ze b'ni Esav, he said, ani. He didn't say anoichi. Because anoichi is gaiva. He was only using it to try to fool his father. But once he felt that the words were not doing the job, he reverted back to ani. By the way, the Ben Lo Ashri in his Sefer says, well, then why is it that when Esav came in and did Esav say Ani Esav b'chayrecha? Do you remember when Esav came in after Yaakov and Yitzchak said, who is it? He said, Ani Esav b'chayrecha. Why didn't he say Anoichi? The answer is, they made up, says the Ben La'ashri, among them. The Ben La'ashri says that they made haskama, a secret haskama, that on that day, when Esav comes, he'll say, Ani, like Yaakov. Why? Either, probably because, maybe Yitzchak was in on the, Yitzchak realized maybe Yaakov would try to steal it. And if Yaakov would steal it, he would try to sound like Esav and say, Anoichi! So, he tells Esav, the way I'm going to know it's you is, you're going to speak like Yaakov, you're going to say Ani, and I'm going to know it's you, because he's going to probably speak like you, so you try to speak like him, and then I'll know it's you. But Agavorcha, the Ben La'ashri says, Yitzchak wanted to accustom Esav into speaking benachas, and a lashon of hachna, and humility like Yaakov, and then he would get into the habit, and Esav would always want to do what his father wanted, like we find that when Esav saw that the Benois Canaan were ra, be'enei Yitzchak, so he went to Yishmael, v'nasa espitai. This is what the Ben La'ashri adds on page Taf Lamed Gimel. So even though Anoichi is typically what Esav would say, that's why Yaakov said, Anoichi Esav b'charecha. Ani is typically what Yaakov would say, that's why Esav and Yitzchak made up say the word Ani. In any event, let's come back to Rivka. You know, what's the reason why Shimon Ha'em Suni did not want a darshan? That Es Hashem Leikecha L'Rabbeis Tamidei Chachamim. Fear God and also fear sages. Because that could lead to, heaven forbid, people thinking, you know, there are two powers in the world. There's God and the sages. And we believe in one deity, one God. So therefore, Shimon Ha'em Suni did not want a darshan. Es Hashem Leikecha L'Rabbeis Tamidei Chachamim, lest it give the appearance that there are two Rishuyos. However, when God revealed Himself to the Jewish people, He said, Anoichi Hashem Leikecha, Anoichi! Meaning me and nobody else, there aren't two Rishuyos. I'm not Ani, I'm Anoichi, nobody else. So when Rivka Imenu saw that this child wanted to go to the Beis HaMedrash, and when she passed by a Beis Tiflas, he wanted to go serve Avodah Zarah. Rivka thought, what's going on over here? Are there two Rishuyos? Are there two powers here? So she said, if so, Lama Zeh Anoichi! Why did you say Anoichi in the Aser Sadibrois? Didn't you say Anoichi to show there's only one Rishus? Why did you say Anoichi? If there are two Rishuyos, Vatelech Lidrosh Es Hashem, then we might as well darshan Es Hashem Leikecha Tira L'Rabbeis Tamidei Chachamim. The only reason we didn't darshan L'Rabbeis Tamidei Chachamim is we don't want to give the impression there are two Rishuyos. But if the kid is kicking to go both to the Beis Medrash and to the Beis Tiflos, then we might as well darshan Es Hashem Leikecha L'Rabbeis Tamidei Chachamim. So Vatelech Lidrosh Es Hashem L'Rabbeis Tamidei Chachamim. That's the Arvei Nachal. Arvei Nachal says, when she saw that it seemed like the kid wanted both paths, and heaven forbid, this was giving the impression, Shtei Rishuyos, so she said, Lama Zeh Anoichi? Why does it say Anoichi Ba'ad Aser Sadibrois? Then we might as well darshan Vateleich Lidroish Es Hashem. Okay, that's offering number one, the Arvei Nachal, and a little Hoysafa of the Ben La'ashri.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.